January's chemical spill from Freedom Industries into the Elk River put a spotlight on drinking water quality in West Virginia. Questions began to arise about West Virginia American Water's operation choices, like why didn't they shut down their Charleston treatment plant when the spill occurred? Others wondered why a secondary intake wasn't in place in case of contamination. As Dave Mistitz reports, the Department of Environmental Protection is hoping to reclassify a portion of the Kanawha River to allow it to become a potential source for drinking water.
There's a 72-mile stretch of the Kanawha River that runs from the small town of Diamond near Bell in southern Kanawha County all the way to Point Pleasant, where it flows into the Ohio. Since 1980, this section, known as Zone 1 by the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection, has been exempt from being designated Category A, meaning it's not to be used as a source for drinking water. More than 30 years ago, chemical plants were clustered along the canal across Zone 1. Today, the DEP says water quality across that stretch of the river has vastly improved, as many of those plants no longer remain. Last night, the DEP held a public hearing on a proposal to lift the exemption from Category A. The change would spur on even stricter water quality standards. Julie Archer, representing the West Virginia Citizens Action Group, spoke in support of the reclassification.
We recognize that the redesignation doesn't automatically make the river safe to drink, but we think it's a step in the right direction towards a cleaner Kanawha River, and it opens up the possibility for West Virginia American Water to propose a secondary intake.
While most of those in attendance spoke in support of the proposed change, Rebecca Randolph of the West Virginia Manufacturers Association argued against the reclassification.
We submit that making changes to a provision that has been in water quality standards for decades before it's determined that such an option would even be feasible, either economically or technically, is clearly putting the cart before the horse in this case.
Randolph argued costs for businesses for additional testing, as well as costs to comply with drinking water standards, would be too much for industries that remain along the river in Zone 1. Whether or not West Virginia American Water has interest in creating a secondary intake is another question altogether. Kevin Coyne of the DEP's Division of Water and Waste Management says getting to that point will take some time.
That would be a process that they would have to do with the Bureau of Public Health. Also, they would be more involved than we necessarily would be. But they would need to go through the analysis, look at what the water quality of their intake, what's coming in, what type of treatment they would need to do at that time. And there's a lot of steps involved from their aspect, but we are still years away from even getting this approved.
Coyne says the proposed changes would have to be approved by the state legislature, as well as the federal level Environmental Protection Agency. In an email, West Virginia American Water spokeswoman Laura Jordan says the company doesn't currently understand what water quality changes may allow for a reclassification of Zone 1. She says once the company understands corresponding data, they will factor that into their evaluation of backup water sources as part of their source water protection planning, as per the newly enacted Senate Bill 373. The bill requires existing public water utilities to create protection plans by July 1st, 2016. Public comment on the matter will be accepted until July 21st. The DEP plans to submit their proposed rule changes to the Secretary of State's office on August 1st. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.